Well, sure thing.
It looks like the recent snowstorms in the mountains have helped our snowpack a bit. Areas like Mount Baker recently got up to about 3 feet of new snow. So, how's the snowpack doing right now?
Yeah, it's something like 70% of normal, plus or minus 15%. If you're talking about the Cascades, the Olympics are still only about half as much water in that snowpack as usual. And so while, if the snowpack was a patient, its vital signs have improved, it's not yet out of the woods.
Okay. Well, Nick, the snowpack, as I understand it, typically grows until April. We're already in March, so are the long-range models saying anything more about us continuing to grow that snowpack?
We're not going to have the same kind of weather that we had at the end of February into March, in which there was some really good growth of our snowpack. Not going to be completely shut off, but it's going to be warmer. I don't think there's much of a chance of a full recovery of the snowpack.
Ouch. What was the worst year for our snowpack?
The winter of 2014-15 still is the record setter. Dubious honor. And that winter was actually not especially dry at all, near normal precipitation. It was just so warm coming out of winter, there was just not much snow to melt.
So how do we compare right now compared to that bad year?
Yeah, we're in better shape this
Okay.
year. As long as the spring isn't too warm and dry, there's going to be impacts, but it's not going to be anything like the conditions we saw in 2015.
Okay. So is El Nino to blame for what we're seeing right now? And remind us, what's the difference between El Nino and La Nina when it comes to the Northwest?
During El Nino winters, especially in late winters, they tend to be warm and dry. And so I think we can assign at least part of the blame to El Nino. And for what it's worth, this El Nino is on the wane, and it looks like by the end of spring, we're going to be in neutral conditions in the tropical Pacific. And even looking way out ahead toward next winter, we're liable to be in La Nina conditions again during La Nina winters, especially the latter part tend to be on the cool side and sometimes wetter, leading to better snowpacks. Parts of the state, to be sure. There's probably going to be some irrigation districts that are going to have some curtailments for junior water rights holders. There's going to be other places where the streams won't have as much water as would be really healthy for the trout and salmon and so forth. And so there's going to be some smaller water systems, including on the Olympic Peninsula. And it's kind of hard to believe, but that's a place that can be squeezed. But the big cities in the Puget Sound region, I think, are going to be fine.
All right, let's talk about wildfires. Researchers out of Oregon State University say comprehensive wildfire simulations show cooler, wet areas like the Puget Sound region, lowlands, the Cascades, the Olympics could experience twice as much fire activity for a 30-year period starting in 2035. So, what is that saying about our region? What can be done to address these things before we're faced with another awful wildfire season?
Yeah, it's important to recognize that the kind of fire regime on the west side of the Cascades is different than than on the east side. We have different weather. The fires on the west side tend to be much less frequent, but they can be really large when everything comes together, when there's been an extended period of warm, dry weather plus a big windstorm. Then you can get some large and destructive fires on the west side of the Cascades. And so, as the climate continues to change and we're seeing the summers warm and dry, that sets the stage for the conditions that could lead to those kinds of fires. We can't say much about the winds themselves that are a necessary ingredient. They're kind of a random wild card factor, but if the precursor conditions are set up and one of those windstorms come along, then watch out.
Okay. State climatologist Nick Bond, thank you so much for this conversation.
Yeah, thanks.